Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us is Jordy Sank. You may know him from his award-winning films and his ability to tell deeply human stories. This weekend marks a major milestone. The Quicksilvers, I don't know if I'm saying it right. In fact, I'm pretty sure I'm saying it like Glenn Hazel is not meant to. That's his latest, and it is premiering on a television this Sunday at 8 o'clock on Mnet. We wanted to hear a little bit about it and talk to him about the incredible accolade, the award that he has won. Jordy, very good morning. Thank you for joining us, firstly, and well done. Well done for this. But let's talk about listeners who don't really know what this is about. What drew you to the story?
Well, yeah, firstly, thank you so much for having me, Howard. It's always a great pleasure to be on radio with you. The story, it really hit me. It came off the back of a short film that we also did with CakeNet that was about grief and loss, an elderly woman losing her husband.
Right.
And, we kind of just fell in love with the team at CakeNet, working with CakeNet, and phenomenal actress, Lila Buerta, she's just turned 90 years old this year, and she's a veteran Afrikaans actress. She was in one of the first Afrikaans shows to broadcast. I don't know if you remember, there was a show called Nommer Asseblief.
Of course.
She was on
Really?
She was on Nommer Asseblief. And so working with her, she was just such an inspiration. And we just asked ourselves, how are we going to work with this phenomenal actress again? And that's how The Quicksilvers was born. So we took our short film, we kind of elongated it into this long, wild, wacky road trip comedy about these four tunnies that get lost in the Karoo on their journey to Sutherland to see the stars, and the project just really, really spiraled and landed up winning the Audience Choice Award at Silver Skim Fierce, as well as breaking box office records for an Afrikaans film
in
cinemas post-COVID.
You know what I find fascinating? Look, I think you've always had a thing for old ladies, but that came out sounding a lot more rude than I intended it to be. But we were speaking about on the show yesterday. We were speaking about books and this whole new genre of the Thursday Murder Club and these older people detectives. There's definitely been a move in all sorts of cultural or in the arts towards celebrating older people, the story of people who have lived these incredible lives and who continue to do so. Is this a trend you saw happening, or is this just something that you have naturally been drawn to?
I think for me it just happened very organically. I'm very much of the mindset that one project informs the next. So I think working with the amazing Holocaust survivor Ella Blumenthal on her story kind of inspired the next one, and then that inspired the next one. So it hasn't been such a conscious decision, but I completely agree with you. Like I'm hooked on that show Only Murders in the Building with Steve Martin.
Right, exactly.
And Martin Short.
Right.
And yeah, there has been this massive resurgence of veteran actors sort of reclaiming roles, and I guess it's also often a demographic that we aren't so used to seeing on TV. So it has like that novelty attached to seeing them again in other roles.
Tell us about some of the challenges that you faced in terms of the production of this movie.
So the production was shot between Cape Town and the Karoo. So filming in the Karoo was just an absolutely wild experience. It was almost like going on a road trip of our own filming
absolutely.
The movie.
I love that area.
And it's actually, I think it's such an underrepresented part of our country. It has so much beauty and such rich history. So it was incredible to explore that side. But also the challenges came in, like we were filming in a very remote place. There was absolutely zero cell phone signal. We had kudus roaming around, running into some of our production vehicles. It's not like we drove into Kudu's. Kudu's literally
ran into you. Yeah.
Us. Yeah. So it had a lot of challenges, but I do think that the landscape and the Karoo, it almost feels like a character of its of its own in the film. And you know, I would go back 1,000 times to film there just because it was such a beautiful experience.
Has anybody made a series or done anything with that? And I'm trying to think of the name, The Recipe for Murder, also set. It's a series of detective novels set in the Karoo. That would also actually be, maybe that should be your next project, because I think that, and there you actually do feel that the Karoo and the terrain is a character in the novel, which makes it absolutely amazing. How did you manage in terms of language? How did that work?
So I think, you know, being a B student, a very proud B student for Afrikaans in high school.
Look at you. Yeah.
I think it's better than most Jewish kids
for sure
these days. But I think it's been a massive learning curve for me. I think I've probably learned way more working on these films and these scripts than I did my entire schooling career. And it's been a beautiful experience. I think something that we have a script writer that obviously works with us and translates everything to make sure that the cultural specificities are all correct.
Yes.
But I've actually fallen in love with the Afrikaans language, because I think there's some things that if you try and take it away from Afrikaans and say it in English, it actually just doesn't have that slap that Afrikaans has, like, you know, the descriptiveness, the poetry, the, you know, even the kombase Afrikaans, like, you know, the swearing in Afrikaans, it actually just doesn't like land in English almost. So, it's been a beautiful process of almost falling in love with this language that's actually on our doorstep, but often we don't normally engage with.
It is so interesting, and I tend to agree with you, is that as I maybe get older, I'm also starting to appreciate the beauty of Afrikaans, the description, almost like it's like Yiddish, where there's certain things that are just so better said. Afrikaans expressions somehow work really well, and maybe that's it just contributes to our South Africanness. The award that you won, tell us about the, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce it properly, the Amazizi.
Yeah, the Amazizi, that's correct.
Okay, tell us about that.
So, this last weekend was the South African Independent Film Festival, and the short film that we did called Amazeze, which is the isiZulu word for fleas.
Right.
It's a short film that we did about xenophobia. It focuses on a young kid in the township who's trying to look after his sick brother, but then gets thrust into this xenophobic attack.
Right.
The short film won three awards at the festival. It won
Incredible.
Best Short Film. It won Best Cinematography. And then the main actor, this young child actor, won Best Actor. So yeah, we're really proud, and we're just happy that the film is really resonating with audiences.
What's so interesting is, and I have no idea if this is intentional or not, but if I look at the three projects that we've spoken about, Holocaust survivors and Afrikaans and then xenophobia, you really have cut across it's almost like a cross-section of South African culture and identities. Is that intentional, or do you just follow your journey?
You know, I think the kind of films that we're putting out into the world, we're very passionate about making films that are catalysts for important conversations. And I think we also just believe that, you know, South Africa, whether it's Jewish stories, stories that are more representative of the Afrikaans or the Black experience, you know, it doesn't really matter to us. We just believe so much in South African stories that we want to create them and share them with the world. So, we're working on a very, very as you said, almost like a mixed bag of the South African experience.
This we'll be able to see this on Sunday night on Mnet. Is that correct?
The Quicksilver. Yeah,
go back to the Quicksilver. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So that will be screening on Channel 101 Mnet on Sunday night at the prime time slot of.
That's incredible. How does that feel, Jordy? How does that feel that the Sunday night movie? I don't care whether people have DSTV anymore or not. That's the slot. That's the one you want to go for, is Sunday night 101 on DSTV at 8. Like, that's it. How does this feel?
No, it feels like such a full circle moment, having, you know, as a kid, having waited for that 8 o'clock Sunday night movie to see what's on. You know, it feels like such a full circle moment. And yeah, we're just so proud that, you know, I guess DSTV believe in the film, and yeah, we just hope that that people across South Africa are going to tune in and enjoy.
Absolutely incredible. I just think it's such a it's a moment that, well, I don't know if you'll even watch it, because it's not like you haven't seen the thing, but I hope you do. Like, I hope you actually just sit down and just absorb like what that means, because I think it is you know, you come across in a very sort of matter of fact, maybe humble way. Not maybe, I think you do come across that way, but actually this is, and I actually caught myself like almost underplaying it because of how you present it, but it's actually a really, really significant achievement, and I really do hope that you take the moment and celebrate it for yourself, for your team, for everybody who's been part of it, because I think it is something absolutely incredible, and certainly I will do what I can to watch it. I think it is it sounds absolutely amazing, and well done to you. Before I let you go, any idea of what's next?
Well, firstly, thank you so much for the kind words. They really, really mean a lot. And yeah, we've got a lot of stuff in store next. We're working on another feature film for CakeNet, another comedy for them that we're going to be shooting next year. And then a lot of other stuff in the pipeline. So, you know, I'll always come to you whenever we have something exciting to announce. So watch the space.
That is for a certain. We certainly will. It is 8:28, and we have been chatting to Jordy Sank. He's a film director, and the show The Quicksilvers will be on Mnet for the first time Sunday evening, 8 o'clock on 101. And I just think that is so significant and so huge.